Shasha, the rabbi is here.
Morning, Ilan.
Good morning, how are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem, and how are you?
I am good. Here on this sunny morning.
That's right.
4 degrees, my car showed.
There you go, so before it starts to snow tonight.
Yeah. So today we're going to discuss Tu Bishvat.
Tu Bishvat, which was yesterday.
I know, yeah.
But that doesn't make a difference because holidays, we can extend that, the spiritual meaning and the meaning of every holiday, we can make a part of us whenever. Yeah. It doesn't make a difference. But Tu Bishvat, what is Tu Bishvat?
That's my second birthday. They say it's Yom Huledet Lailan, the birthday of Lailan.
Ah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, very good. You're a comedian too. When's the last time that a person ever wished a tree a happy new year?
Yeah.
We wish Happy New Year to someone else in Rosh Hashanah. A Happy New Year for a tree. But the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat, which was yesterday, is the great opportunity to wish Happy New Year to the tree. Now, a lot of people ask, and they ask, well, why do we celebrate the New Year so much later than ours? Rosh Hashanah should be Rosh Hashanah for everyone. And it really has to do with the rainy season in Israel, which commences with the festival of Sukkot. And it takes 4 months for the rains to saturate the soil, nurture the trees, and then put them into a producing fruit. And we, as humans, celebrate also the Rosh Hashanah for the trees, because it says in the Torah, man, ki adam et hasadeh.
That
a man is a tree of the field. We are nurtured by deep roots as far back as Abraham and Sarah, and we reach upward to the heavens while standing firmly on the ground. And when we do all of this right, what happens? We produce fruits that benefit the world, namely our good deeds. And what do we eat? We eat fruit on Tu Bishvat. And we have the custom to eat the fruits that have association with Israel. Wheat, barley, grapes, you know, figs, pomegranates, olives, and honey from dates. Now, it's not just a flowery verse that we have, for the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, and the land was brooks of water and the land of wheat, so on and so forth. These seven species are specifically connected to the land of Israel.
Yeah.
And in fact, there is a mitzvah to bring the first of these fruits to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. And there is a special after blessing for when one snacks on these types of fruits. You know, normally when you make a bracha, when you eat a fruit, you make the blessing afterwards. But when you eat one of these seven fruits, you have to make a special blessing after. Now, Israel has produced many other fruits. You know, everyone knows the Jaffa oranges. So what is so significant about these specific seven species? So the commentaries offer several explanations. And on a basic level, these are unique that they provide the necessities, the necessary nutrition for sustenance. And some commentaries also add that the land of Israel is the only place where all of these diverse species naturally grow in close proximity. The only place. And we see that the Kabbalah explains that there is a much deeper significance to these fruits, because each of these corresponds to one of the seven spheres, the divine emotive attributes. So you have wheat, Kabbalistic terms represent chesed, kindness, barley, gevura, severity, grapes, tiferet, harmony, figs, nesach, perseverance, pomegranate, hod, humility, olives, yisod, the foundation, and date, malchut, royalty. Every soul possesses all of these seven of these tefillot, of these levels. But for each person, one of these traits is more dominant, because that's what shapes the individual soul, the unique path to God. Some people are more kind. Some people are more tougher. Some people have more humility. Some people have more beauty. Thus, these seven fruits correspond to our serving God with our personal attributes, as well as all of the seven general modes of the divine service. So we're connecting everything, our spiritual, our physical, everything, and shape our soul's path to God. Now, the mystics explain, Kabbalah explains, that just as the divine blessings for the entire world flow via the land of Israel, so too the divine energy and blessings for all growing things flow via these seven special species of fruit that the land of Israel is blessed with. Now, it's very interesting, because in general, these seven species can be split really into two types. One, grain, and two, fruit from the tree. Now, we understand grain is necessary. It's a necessity for sustenance. Bread, flour, so on and so forth. Fruits, on the other hand, are not necessary. They add pleasure to our life.
Sweetness.
Right. I mean, we can do without apples. We can't do without wheat. Both are important, and therefore, both are included in the blessing of the land of Israel. And in the spiritual sense, the Israel, quote-unquote, of our soul also contains these two elements, necessity and pleasure. Because on the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, the New Year's for the trees, we customarily eat from all the seven species. But we celebrate the five fruit that grow on trees. Pleasure, we celebrate that even more than the grain, which is necessity. We don't hear everyone saying, well, let's go on Tu B'Shvat and go and get some nice bread. We eat some bread, whatever, we're going to eat cookies, whatever. But we say, let's go make some nice Tu B'Shvat platters of fruit and grape. So we celebrate the pleasure, which is fruit, more than the grains in necessity. And what's the lesson for us, which is something that is so important, that even when a person is in the early stages of spiritual growth, in other words, the level of trees and all growing things, he must already have the goal of serving God with all his might, which includes the all-encompassing attributes of desire and pleasure. For a Jew's service and serving God cannot be purely, intellectual or mechanical. This is I understand, and this is this. Only when one service of God is truly pleasurable can it be truly complete. So the New Year teaches us that from the start, we must set out to serve God with all seven attributes. Every morning we start our day, we must resolve to serve God, not just out of rot and necessity. I need God, and so therefore I'm going to serve Him. I don't really like it, I don't enjoy it, I don't care about it, I have no choice. We shouldn't serve God like that. We should serve out of pleasure, giving it all we got. Therefore, we celebrate and we put more emphasis on the fruit that grows on the tree, the pleasure, versus the grain, which is a necessity. And if you have that, then truly, obviously, the life and the way that a person is going to live and serve God is going to be fruitful, meaningful, and as well as intellectual, which is good, but that's going to be not the main focus, but it's going to be that I'm going to understand God, I'm going to do what God wants me to do, but when I'm going to be doing it, I'm going to do it with pleasure. And if you do that, obviously God will return everything that He is going to give you with pleasure, and not just that, oh, I have to give it to Him because He's doing good things for me. No, I enjoy, I'm happy that I can give it to Him. I think that's something that we can all learn as a lesson in our lives. Now, I should tell you something.
Yeah.
In less than a month, just about a month, it's going to be Purim.
Yeah.
And probably by next week, all the information is going to be out. But I'm going to let you in on the secret of what Purim is going to be. The first announcement, really.
Oh, like always, thank
That's
you.
That's right. So this year we are going to do Purim in Italy.
Ooh.
That's the theme of this year's Purim. And we're in the middle of working with a spectacular entertainer that, God willing, is going to come down. Like that I can't say yet because it's only going to be finalized within the next day or so. So by the next show we'll be able to say what the entertainer is, but I can guarantee you it's going to be spectacular.
That's
so that is at the end of February. March 1st, I believe. March 1st, this Thursday, is going to be Purim.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more next week, but that was just a small heads up.
Thank you.
Ilan, I want to wish you a good Shabbat.
Same to you. And I just wanted to ask about the times of the services.
So we have service Friday evening is at 5:30. Shabbat morning is at 9:30. And Sunday morning is 8:15, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is in the Peretz House. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you Shabbat Shalom and a great weekend.
You too.
And we will wait for the first announcement.
Yep. Okay. Be well.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.